In the book of First of John, chapter 4.
然后我们找到就一起来念。
We find if we open it and let's read together.
好，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的，不是。因为世上有许多假先知已经出来，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神。从此你们可以认出神的灵来，凡灵不认耶稣就是不出于神，这是那敌基督的灵。你们听，他要来，现在已经在世上了。小子们呐，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，不属神的就不听从我们。从此我们可以认出真理的灵和谬妄的灵来。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
No one has ever seen God. If we love one another,
神就住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面得以完成。神将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。不，这是我们所看见且做见证的。凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。神爱我们的心我们也知道也信。神就是爱，住在爱里的就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。我们低头祷告。主耶稣，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你应许，不管在什么地方，有两三个人奉你名聚会，你就在他们中间。
So you had promised us if whoever two or three people gather together in your names, and your presence will be with us.
所以主，我们宝贵每一次跟弟兄姐妹聚集的时间。
So we treasure the time we gathering together.
因为我们在一起，我们要来诉说你的慈爱。
So when we getting together, we going to share your love, your mercy.
我们也要来分享你的慈爱。
We're going to share you, your love.
主，求你自己亲自照着你的应许在我们的当中。
God, may you be with us according to your, promise.
好，让我们因着与你相见，我们的人就能够从你这里得到力量，得到生命。
So we can get the strength and the life from you.
我们就能够在这个邪恶而且淫乱的世代来为你做美好的见证。
And then we can do the beautiful testimony for you in this wicked world.
能够把生命的道给显明出来。
And we can show up you the life of your message.
因为生命在你里头。
So the life is in you.
这生命就是人的光。
This is the light of the humans.
生命在你里头。
The life is in you.
这生命就是爱。
This life is love.
主，当你在我们里边丰满的时候，
when you're getting abundantly in us,
你说爱既完全，就把惧怕除掉。
So your love is so perfect, and then we'll get rid of the fear.
主，愿你自己的平安临到每一个今天在这里聚集的人。
May your peace with us all give the brothers and sisters.
我们要把荣耀感谢都献上给你。
We'll give the glory and praise to you.
奉主耶稣的名求。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 照着程序，我就应该今天是在约翰一书第四章。
According to my routine, this time I'm going to share the chapter 4.
我有时候觉得很稀奇的就是每个事情发生的时候神都有每个事情当时所给我们的话语。
So we can, I find it if anything, something happens and we can find that God's words will give to us.
所以我觉得今天这一段经文我觉得很适合在这个时间给大家一起来思想的。
I find this chapter 4 is quite suitable for us to think about it.
因为时间的缘故，我只选后边一段来开始。
Because of the time, so I just pick up a part of this chapter.
然后以后我再补还前边的。
And then I will share, I will pick up the part and I will share later as well, next time.
他这里开始说到，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱。
So in verse 7 it says, let us love one another.
因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生并且认识神。
So he said, for us, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God.
首先我们说到在基督里的爱，它的来源是跟世界上的爱完全不一样的。
So he's telling us the differences are proper.The love in Lord is different from the love from the world.
这里很清楚说到爱是从神来的。
It's very clear telling us the love is from God.
很多时候当我们讲到爱的时候，不是这个世界上的情人世俗所用的那一种的低级的所谓的爱。
So when we're talking about the love here, it doesn't means we're talking about the love in this world, like a lover.
这个世界有一个口号叫做爱就是神。
So this world has a slogan, it says, love is God.
但是你要小心，这不能画等号的。
You should be very careful, it couldn't be equal.
神就是爱。
God is love.
而这个爱是从认识神的人因着重生而产生的生命出来的。
So this love is from the person who has been born of God and then they have the life.
所以从神来的这一个爱是神圣，没有罪恶，没有混乱的。
So this kind of love is holy and there's no any wicked things in there.
在这里他说到只有这些认识神的人他们是从神生的他才产生了这一个的爱。
So you said, the love and its love have been born of God and then know.
所以弟兄姐妹哪开了神在我们里边的生命和恩典。
If we didn't talking about the life and then the grace from God.
不管你用什么话来描述爱跟来实行爱都是可笑的事情。
So it will be ridiculous if you're talking about the love but without God.
很多人自己以为很有爱他们用各种的方法来显示他对别人的爱。
So many people, they are sharing their loves to others.They are sharing their love. They love a lot of people.
但是有一天他会发现从自己里边出来的根本是站不住的。
So one day he might find his love couldn't stand firm.
我记得一个传道人讲过这句话。
So I pastor they are saying like this.
人如果不是从神领受的爱而去传扬福音去爱人的话
If the love didn't from God and then the people they are preaching they share the message to people
你迟早会被人间那种的背叛忘恩负义搞得你非常非常的绝望
So you will find it's very hard because from the wicked world that's a love is no the pure love.
在这里，老约翰强调一个东西，他说：“没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。”
So the John is emphasis here is very important. If you don't have love, doesn't know God, because God is love.
神差他的独生子到世间来，使我们藉着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。
So it's verse 9, it said, In this the love of God was made, manifested among us, that God sent his only Son into the world.So that we might live through him.
这里说到的就是神来的爱是有代价的。
So it said the God love and he paid price.
他的爱叫他必须付出他独生子的生命来成全这个爱。
So he loved us and then he sent his only son and then his only son died for us.
所以他这里也同时在告诉我们如果我们说相爱但是却不能在行动里边去爱我们的弟兄的话。
So if we are talking love in our lips, but we can't actually to love our brother in action.
所说的爱是假的。
So that's false love.
因为神都必须用行动用他自己的爱子来为人舍命。
So the God showed the love from him, he just make his son died for us.
所以这里讲到爱必须有行为的代价。
So it means love we should do the action.
第十节他说到不是我们爱神。乃是神爱我们差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭这就是爱了。
So in verse 10 it said in this is love not that we have loved God but that we love us and send his son to be the propitiation for our sins
刚才说到他爱到一个地步必须用行动把他的独生子来赐给我们。
So he so loved us, so he sent his son and then died for us.
接着这个，我们就看见不是我们能够爱神，而是神爱我们。
So through these actions, it means we can't love God, but God loves us.
然后因着他把他的儿子给了我们，成为我们的救主，成为为我们成了挽回祭。
So because he gave his son to us and then to be the propitiation for us, our sins.
他说这个就是爱的真相了。
And this is the real love.
所以他接着就劝勉我们。
And then he just keep encouraging us.
他说亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And he said, Beloved, if God so loves us, we also ought to love one another.
并且呢，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里边，爱他的心在我们里边就得以完全了。
So he said, No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us.
你记得在约翰福音里边也讲到一句话。
And if you can remember in the John, book of John, it's saying the same, mean.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has been, seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子把他表明了出来。
And then the only son of God, manifest, The God.
你要看见神是怎么样吗?
If you want to see, what is God,
在耶稣基督的身上就看见神就是怎么样。
So you can see through from the Jesus Christ.
但是老约翰在这里同样讲到这句话。
So, John talking the same, sentence as well.
从来没有人见过神。
So he said, no one has even seen God.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里边。
So if you love one another, God abides in us.
今天我们说传福音。
Today we're talking about the preaching.
传福音就是要把神来告诉人，他是怎样的爱世人。
So when we're preaching the gospel, we're just sharing how the love, our Lord loved the world.
世界上的人也在说神看不见啊，你叫我怎么信呢？
So the people they would say, I couldn't see God, how can I believe?
但是老约翰就告诉我们，如果你们能彼此相爱。
So John just telling us if we love one another,
神就住在你们中间。
So the God abides in us.
人就能够认出我们是属神的人，神就在这里。
So the people will recognize we are the God's people and God abides in us.
记得主耶稣临离开世界之前，也是对门徒讲过这句话的。
So before Jesus leaving the world, and then he telling his disciples,
他说我给你们一条命令。
I give you a commandment.
要你们彼此相爱。
That's it. You love one another.
你们若能彼此相爱。
If you love one another,
人就能认出你们是我的门徒。
And then the people will tell you are my disciples.
这里附带的提到一个事实。
That's also telling us a fact.
他说神将他的灵赐给我们，从此我们就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
So by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见且做见证的。
So, and we have seen and testified, the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
凡认耶稣是神儿子的，神就住在他里面。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he is in God.
他也住在神里面。
And he in God.
神爱我们，我们也知道，也信。
So, God loves us, and we believe it.
他这里我刚才说到讲到爱的时候，他告诉我们这里是有圣灵可以作证的。
So, talking about the love, and then it's telling us, the spirit can testify as well.
我常常在思想一个很简单但是很重要的问题。
I was thinking a simple but very important question.
我们基督徒我们所信的是有凭据的。
So our we Christians we believe we have evidence.
因为有圣灵住在你我的里边。
Because Holy Spirit is
in us. 是当我们因信罪得赦免，神就差遣他的圣灵来在我们里边做一个的保证。
So when we believe and the Lord cleanses our sins.And then Holy Spirit will come to us and dwelling in us. And that's the evidence.
给我们里边能够有一种确信知道我们是已经蒙神喜悦的人。
And we have the evidence that we are beloved.
当然在每天生活中在之前是老约翰也告诉我们你们要顺着恩高的教训来住在主的里边。
So, he also telling us we need to have the instructions from the Holy Spirit.
然后他就回到了爱的题目。
So, and then he turned back to the love, the topic of love.
神就是爱。
The God is love.
住在爱里的就是住在神里边，神也住在他里边。
So, if we God,God abounds in us and we in Him.
因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
So whatever He is, and then we should be like Him.
他说到神就是爱，而我们呢，如果是住在神里边的，我们自然的也就有这一个坦然无惧的爱。
So if we he live in us and we live in him, and we have this fearless love.
甚至我们在审判的日子可以坦然无惧。
So we are fearless in the day of judge.
弟兄姐妹，你想想，我们刚刚得救的时候，是不是因着？审判已过，我们得着释放，我们里边满有那一种的喜乐和平安。
So we when we believe in Jesus, and then you have the joys because we have the we think we get rid of the fear.
我们今天在地上能够非常有力的、有平安的来生活，是不是因为我们已经胜过了死亡的威胁？
So we overcome the love the fear of love and then we become rejoice.
当然他这里说到他如何我们在世上也如何。
So he said how he is and then we will be is as well.
我们需要回想一下。
Let's think about it.
我们活在地上的日子。
So in our daily life,
我们对事、对人、对家庭、对工作。
So our work, our family life, our behavior to people.
我们是不是像主一样
？Are we living like our Lord?
他如何，我们也如何。
How he is.And then we are as well.
多年以前我记得有一位弟兄在我们中间传福音的时候说了这句话。
So many years ago, I remember a brother, he was preaching gospel in us.
他当时讲了一句话叫做 WWJE.
So you're talking about WWJE.
意思就是说，如果耶稣在此时此刻，他会怎么样回应
？So if Jesus, he were here, and what his response?
弟兄姐妹，我们是否在凡事上也这样问
？Do we doing like this as well?
我们是不是凡事遇到我们先会问耶稣你会怎么办？
So do we, when we want to do something, and do we ask this question?
很可惜的一件事。
That's a pity.
我们习惯了活在自己的智慧里边，自己的能力里边。
We would like to rely on our own wisdom.
我们碰到事，我们的智慧就出来，我们该这样解决，我们该那样解决。
And then we're going to resolve the problems with our own wisdom.
说穿了，我们都面临一个真实的危险是什么？
So frankly, we're going to say we have the same issue.
我们在这一条跟从主的实际的路上一直踌躇不前。
So we just round around, no move forward in the journey of this faith.
他下边讲到，爱里没有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去。因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
So he said, there's no fear in love, but a perfect love casts out fear. For the fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfect in love.
人的本性一定是有惧怕。
So in the human nature, we have fear.
所以我很觉得很奇妙的就是，神在圣经中对他的仆人们，对他的先知，常常说了一句话。
So I find the God, in the Bible, the God talked to his servants, his prophets, one sentence.
总是对他们说，不要惧怕。
So he always talked to encourage them, say,
不要惊慌。
Don't afraid.
你只要遵守我吩咐你的话语。
So only.What you can do is only follow my instructions.
其他的我都 take care.
So I will take care.
他对平常的人他也是这样的教导。
So for the common people, he also talking to them.
你不要为吃喝穿来忧虑。
Don't worry about your life, your food, your clothes.
你所需要的这一切天父都知道。
All your demands, the Godfather, he knows.
你需要的是什么呢？
What do you need?
你需要的是懂得遵守主的话。
And then what you need is to follow the obey the God's instructions.
我记得主耶稣受试探的第一个试探很简单的就是。
So I remember the first temptation our Lord facing.
他禁食40天他就饿了。
So he was fasting 40 days.
一个饿了的人要求吃面包是绝对正常的。
So it's normal if someone's starving and then he requests the bread.
所以那试探人的近前来对他说，你是神的儿子啊，你就把石头变成饼吧。
So when Satan came to Jesus and tempt him, said, you can make the stone, to the bread. Because you are the son of God.
换句话说，背后是说你有一个合理的、合情的要求，是可以自己满足的。
So because you have a reasonable reason, and then you can make it happen.
但是主耶稣的回答是说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
So our Lord said, Man should not live by bread alone, but by the every word that comes from the mouth of God.
我想主耶稣作为一个完美的新的人类的开始，就是给我们整个这帮新的人一个提示。
So as a first perfect man, and he going to remind us.
世界上的人都懂得一件最简单的道理。
So the people in the world, they know this.
肚子饱了才懂什么叫做礼仪。
So when you stomach filled, and then you will know the plight.
如果穷了就可以革命。
So if you are in poverty, and then you can.
人必须自己救自己，这就是现代人的观念。
So save yourself. That's the philosophy from this world.
弟兄姐妹，我们多少潜有这一种的危险在我们的思想里边。
So, we have a lot of these ideas in our mind.
我们认为我有权利，我必须保护自己的权利，我必须维持我自己的权利。
If I have the right, I need to fight for my rights, and then I need to do something for this.
但是我们忘记了耶稣的回答。
But we forgot our Jesus' answer.
耶稣是回答是人活着，不是单靠这些东西。
So he said, man should not live by bread alone.
靠的是神的话语。
So it's by every word that's come from the mouth of God.
换句话说，只要有神的话语，人不会饿死的，饿死也不怕的。
So if we have the word of God, and then we don't afraid of we going to get starving.
我们在历史中看见多少人因为有了神在他的里边，有神的话帮助他们。
So we can see in the history, a lot of people they have the God's words help them.
他们受鞭打，他们被关在监狱里，他们受各种各样的虐待。
So when had the punishment when they are in the prison.
但是他们真的是活着靠主的话语。
So, but they live by the word of God.
他们没有想合理不合理，他们没有想用什么方法去逃脱跟解放自己。
So they didn't think about how to escape the punishment and how to do something to get rid of the trouble.
因为他们里边有主的话，他们就有主的爱。
So when in their hearts they have the words from God and they have the love from God.
爱里边没有惧怕。
So in there's no fear in love.
爱既完全就把惧怕除去。
But perfect love casts out fear.
有时候我们也记得主叫我们要去爱人。
So Our Lord teaching us to love others.
但是多少时候我们是带着一个惧怕的心去爱。
Many times we love others with fear.
我们怕我们付出的东西太多。
We scared if we do too much.
我们怕我们被人误会。
We are afraid someone will get a misunderstanding from us.
我们有很多很多这样的惧怕，那样的惧怕。
We have a different kind of fears.
甚至我们会找许多美其名的东西来掩饰这种惧怕。
So we'll find a lot of excuse to cover these fears.
但是主在这里给我们看见的是一个完全属主的爱，他必须拥有的那一种正常的心态。
So you were telling us the right attitudes that if we are in perfect love in from our Lord.
因为爱如果完全了
，if the love is perfect，
其实就是说主的生命在我们里边成熟了。
So it means there's a mature life in mature life from God.
我们就被主的爱所征服，愿意去成为爱的俘虏。
So we are like to be a servants of love.
我常常记得一些前面的弟兄姐妹告诉我的。一句很宝贵的话。
I remember a sentence from the elders. They told me.
作为一个基督徒
，as a Christian，
除了犯罪跟不顺服主，我们应该惧怕的。
Which apart from we are feeling afraid of, we sinned or we didn't follow the instructions.
除此之外我们没有害怕。
Apart from this, we should not afraid.
因为他这里说惧怕的人在爱里没有得着完全。
So it's telling us if someone whatever fears has not been perfect enough.
我顺便 讲了一个最近的事情。
So I'm going to talking about a story happened recently.
中国现在有一个疫情在蔓延爆发。
So we can see in China there's plagues happening.
当然我不知道背后还有多少其他别的动机没有，我不知道。
I don't know the not sure about the motives behind this.
我稀奇一件事是
I was amazing.
竟然海外很多基督徒为此必须停止聚会。
So many Christians they are not in China, but they stop the meeting.
他们怕被病菌传染。
They worry about they will be infected.
我也不知道为什么中国政府会做这样一件奇怪的事情。
I don't know why the Chinese government they will do one thing.
其实在之前一个瘟疫是在美国发生的。
So that's one
上一次的瘟疫。
Oh, that's one plague happened in America.
应该在2019年。
So it happened 2009.
美国发生的瘟疫影响了100多万人。
So there's 1 million people affected in America.
死亡率17%。
So that's the death rate will be
全个世界安静的。
The death rate will be 17%, but the world
中国这一次的瘟疫有几万个人现在在检查的当中。
So thousands of people they are testing.
死亡率2%+。
The death rate is only
满城的悲，满城的恐惧。
So many people are afraid of this.
背后有什么事情我不知道，我真的不知道。
I don't know what happened behind this.
但是作为基督徒，我们在任何时候都必须安息在主的里边。
So as a Christian, we should be peaceful in our Lord.
我常常说
I always talking about this.
神用软沙做海的界限。
So God make the soft sand as the borderline of the coast.
波浪再宽不能进一步。
So the wave is a very great wave, but it can't come across the beach.
瘟疫因着人的罪而在以色列人当中漫发的时候
So when the plague spread in Israelites
摩西吩咐亚伦快快拿着香去站在瘟疫的中间。
So Moses telling Aaron to put the stand in the plague.
然后他们向上祷告的香的时候，就使瘟疫止住了。
So when they prayed, and then the plague stopped.
弟兄姐妹，我们真的真的需要在恐怖的时代，懂得站住我们该站的地位。
So we need to find our place and stand firm in this world.
原谅我讲一点点自己的故事。
Forgive me to telling some my own stories.
很有必要跟大家讲一下。
After telling some stories about me.
大概50年以前。
So 50 years ago.
事情发生在1979年7月28号。你们如果能够翻开中国的历史，跟一些的中央电视台的资料的时候，仍然可以找到这一件事。
So you will find some reports in the year 28th July, 50 years ago.
当时我刚好上山下乡在农村。
So when I was sent to the village.
那天早晨7月28号早晨8点的时候。
So in the, at 8 o'clock in the morning, 28th of July.
我快开工了。
So I'm going about to work.
突然间漫天的乌云过来以后，就随着就是大台风过来。
So there's a storm with a very big cloud.
然后霎时间，我看见很多的树被连根拔了起来。
So we can see a lot of trees are broad.
我看见能够开公共汽车的大路全部毁平。
So a lot of roads blocked because the clouds and the storm.
我看见很多的房子倒塌下来。
A lot of houses collapse.
一时之间我好像陷入了一个就在阴间的声音里边。
So I heard a voice from the hell.
到处是呼叫哀哭叫救命的声音。
So you can heard everywhere people they are screaming, they are calling for help.
我退回到我自己所住的一个牛棚里边，其实那个牛棚不是草搭的，是泥土搭的。
So I stayed in my like old and a little house place.
我在那里打开圣经。
So I opened the Bible.
像我说的，神真的很及时的给你话语的。
So like I said, God gave me His word.
我那天打开圣经照着次序我就读到诗篇91篇。
So, I just opened the Bible and then come to the book of Psalms, 91.
那篇诗篇在当天我从早上念到我醒悟过来的时候已经下午一点。
So, I keep reading, chapter 91 and I,read from morning to the afternoon.
在极其恐怖的当中
So in that special moment,
海水已经漫到我们的村子里来，我们村子本来在山边的。
So the sea water come up and then to our village.
甚至很快的淹过了我在睡觉的那张简陋的床。
So it's been that height nearly my bed.
我把凳子搬到床上，我坐在那里继续的安静在主的面前。
While the sea water is under my feet, but I sitting in a chair above the bed.
因着主的话说，住在至高子隐秘处的，就必住在全能子的荫下。
So it said.He who dwells in the shadows of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Mighty.
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所倚靠的。
I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫。
So he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the daily pestilence.
他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
So he will cover you with his
你要投靠在他翅膀的底下。
And under his wings, and you will find
他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
His faithfulness is a shield.
你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭。也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
You fear the terror of the night and no arrow flies by day, but the pestilence stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday.
在当时到处充满了恐怖的呼叫的时候，我因着主这些话，极其极其的平安。
I was feeling peaceful in my heart because of this word.
我知道主一定照着他的话成就在。我们的身上。
So I know God will make this happen according His word.
他说是有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，致灾却不得临近你。
So a thousand may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you.
当时在中国有一个非常非常出名的部队叫做牛泉洋部队，被称为海上南泥湾的英雄部队。
So that's a force trip. It's very famous force trip.
因为当时一些过激的左派的动作，上边的领导竟然叫这些的士兵，当然当中有许多大学生去那里去进行教育的。
So, in these trips, there's a lot of university students, and they had the order from the leaders.
他们接受命令要去挡台风。
So they have the orders to fight with storm.
要辛辛苦苦的保护自多少年建立起来的海上造田的丰功伟绩。
So they're going to protect the works and then the fields they had done before.
他们死了很多的人，我不知道具体多少，但是我知道死了很多的人。
There were many people died in this disaster.
因为后来我在路上要走回城里回家的时候，看见那些的人是一车一车的被带走的。
So when I walked towards to my place, and I can see a lot of people dead bodies. They,
那场台风很奇怪。
It's a very strange storm.
下午一点钟，突然间全部就平了。
So after 1 p.m. it was settled.
然后稍过一下子
after a little bit while,
我开始听见许多许多的人开始在外边为着抢那些漂流在海上的家具，因为倒了很多房啊，很多东西漂在海上啊，很多人为着抢这个东西又开始大打出手了。
But one thing I saw is a lot of people they fighting because a lot of things they floating in the water and they want it. So they fighting each other and they want the things.
我当时寄居在一个基督徒的家里，他就在这个村里的农民。
So I live with a Christian. He was a farmer and then he's a farmer. I living with him.
你要记得1969年啊，连一根的树都是一个不得了的大钱啊。
So we can see in that age, 1969, one tree, that is, if you're selling it, it is very expensive.
那么海上飘着这么多的东西不去捞不是很吃亏吗？
Many things floating in the water, and if you're getting very foolish if you didn't want something.
结果那位弟兄就说，我也出去帮了，我也出去捞东西了。
So this brother saying, I wanted something as well, getting something from water.
我劝他说，我们不需要去搬这些东西。
So I talked to him, said, we don't need these things.
早晨那一场死亡的威胁还没把我们醒过来吗？
So, the morning, the storm, hasn't make you wake up yet.
接着那件事，我一直受很大的警告。
So, getting through this, I was getting a very big warning.
毁灭说来就来。
So the destructions come very soon.
而我们在地上的生活到底以什么为我们的追求呢？
So what we are pursuing in this world.
我就常常回到以赛亚书里边先知所说的一句话。
So in the book of Isaiah, it's telling us.
他那里常常告诉我说，
It always telling me,
世人所图谋所追求的你不要图谋，你不要追求。
So, don't planning that what the worldly person is planning. Only you need to do is fear God.
而当世人都在惧怕的时候，你也不要惧怕。
So you don't need to fear.If the worldly persons they are feeling,
因为主会与你同在。
Because our God will be with you.
我也记得主对耶利米说了一句这样很好的话。
So our Lord telling the Jeremy one thing.
因为耶利米有一个很好的仆人，或者是他的书记，叫做巴若。
So that's his secretary of Jeremy, Ballard.
当时也是犹大就要亡国，国度里边，以色列国里边又饥荒又战争，非常的可怕。
So that's a lot of disasters in the kingdom of Israel, and that's some plagues, something.Disasters.
作为一个年轻人，他肯定像世界上的人一样。
So as a young man, he should be like the worldly persons.
但是耶利米 告诉了这个巴录一句神赐给他的话。
So Jeremy just talking to this young man.
他说你不要为自己图谋大事。
So don't make the big things for you.
我会使灾祸临到凡有血气的人。
I will have this disaster to everyone who are living.
但你不论到哪里，我必使你以自己的生命为猎物。
So you will have your life.
弟兄姐妹，一个在战争中、在饥荒中、在瘟疫中，能够得到主的应许，说你有自己的生命为猎物，这是何等宝贵的应许！
So that's a very treacherous promise from our Lord. Whatever disaster is, plagues, famine.
同样，刚才我们的弟兄给我们读到圣经告诉我们。
So our brothers read the Bible for us.
主要来之前，战争、饥荒、瘟疫将会越来越大。越来越多。
Before our Lord come again, and then there's more wars, more famines, and four more plagues will happen.
主耶稣说，那个时候世界上的人就要瞎得魂不附体。
And that's a lot of great fears to the people among this world.
但是主却对他的门徒说，一看见这种情况。你们就当挺胸昂首，等候我的回来。
So, our Lord already talked to his disciples. When you sing this, and then you should lift up your heads, and then be confident that our Lord is coming soon.
弟兄姐妹，我今天跟大家分享这个约翰一书第四章这里边一个重要的信息是什么？
So, brothers and sisters, I'm sharing about this chapter 4. That's one important message is telling us.
就是在四章末了的主的一个很清晰的命令。
So, in the last part of this chapter 4, there's a very clear commandment.
爱神的也当爱弟兄。这是我们从神所受的命令。
And this commandment we have from him, whatever loves God must also love his brother.
既然说这个是命令，就说明这一个的爱不是纯粹在感性上或者理性上的要求。
So when we're talking about this love,It doesn't mean it will be only feeling or only rational things.
而是意志上的向主的顺服。
It's our will to obey our Lord.
因为是命令，所以我们没有选择的要去顺服。
So because it is a commandment, so there's not any argue, and we have to obey.
我想在这样的世代
So in this kind of world,
让我们真的听主的话而且活在他的爱中
So let us listen to our Lord and we live
活在一个没有惧怕的爱中
So we're living in a life without fear
使徒彼得在他的书信里也很清楚地来告诉我们
So, Apostle Peter also talking to us.
万物的结局近了。
So the end of the world is coming.
所以你们要谨慎自守。
You should be alert and careful.
警醒祷告。
And then you need to pray alertly.
最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱。
So the most important things you need to love one another.
因为爱。能滋养许多的罪。
So the love can cover a lot of sins.
求主用这些话激励我们，在爱的当中彼此相爱，彼此的代祷。
May Lord, using these words, and let us pray, let us encourage in His love.
因着我们刚才说到爱不是一个单纯的言语跟概念。
So, we talking about the love is not only, the feeling or something knowledge.
而必须是有付出有行动。
And then you have to do it with action.
所以我提议呢最后一个时间我们要用一点时间不是现在等到最后一个阶段我们都要记得为着在中国灾区的被影响的病人也好医护人员也好去那里自愿帮助的人也好为他们祷告。
So I recommend, when we have the fellowship, group, and then we prayed for the, people in China, whatever they are patients, the, health professionals, or the volunteers.
也为那些我们中间回去中国陆陆续续再回来的弟兄姐妹祷告。
And we also pray for the brothers and sisters. They just come from China no long ago.
也让他们在难处的当中看见神奇妙的恩典。
And then that may they can see the amazing grace when they are in this trouble.
也尝到弟兄姐妹的爱给他们的扶持。
So they can have may they have the support and then the praise from brothers and sisters.
我们有点祷告。
Let have some pray.
主耶稣，我们愿意你的话，不仅仅是让我们能够听见，圣灵更是把你的话化成灵和生命，在我们的里边，好让我们知道怎样有了你的话，而且去遵行，这人才是爱你的。主，我们也恳求你。
Our Lord, thank you. You give us word, and may your Holy Spirit let us understand this your word, and we will working in our heart.
主，我们也求你帮助我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹，他们去中国，他们有些现在还没回来，有些已经回来了。不管怎样，主，你把你的平安，把你的同在也临到了他们。
May you peace and then your presence with these brothers, whatever they are in China now, or whatever they are coming back in Australia.
主，我们感谢你。今天我们虽然人数很少，但是都是你的恩典。我们愿意藉着你自己圣灵的帮助，我们能够实行彼此相爱，也懂得怎样的没有惧怕的来爱我的弟兄姐妹。
So, Lord, we praise, this, we can love, one another, with action. And then, although we are, few people here, but please just teaching us in our hearts.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.